This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is reminding residents to test their homes for radon this month. January is National Radon Action Month, and health departments across the state are offering discounts on radon test kits. Elizabeth Paulson is an environmental health specialist with the Eau Claire City County Health Department. She explained why January is the best time to test your home for radon.
We're spending more time in our homes during winter months, and also because of pressure differences between the outside and the inside of your house. So usually when we have a heavy snowfall, when we have really cold temperatures, that can allow radon to really build up in a house even more than it would in the summer months. And then with our houses being in the closed conditions, that's the highest levels that the home can have for radon is usually winter, and that's why we focus on testing in January.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. The gas typically enters the home through the foundation, becoming trapped with windows and doors shut tight for the winter. About 1 in 10 homes in Wisconsin have radon levels above EPA standards. Paulson says the rate is similar in just the Eau Claire area and shared information on how homeowners can get the discounted test kits.
Here in Eau Claire, we have a test kit available, and on our website, we have a $2 off coupon that they can access. And then they come into the health department. We're located on the ground floor of the courthouse. They can buy the test kits from us. Also, if they're not around a health department, you can purchase them at hardware stores, but the cost may vary at a hardware store.
If your home does have high radon levels, the health department can also connect you with contractors to install specialized pipes and a mitigation fan to protect you from the harmful effects of the radioactive gas. Two proposed constitutional amendments reached a significant milestone in the state legislature this week. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Assembly officially passed the proposed amendments for the second time. If they pass again in the state Senate this session, they could appear on a statewide ballot as soon as November. The Republican-controlled state legislature has pursued constitutional amendments more often over recent years, hoping to circumvent the potential veto or partial veto from Governor Tony Evers on their proposals. One of the proposed amendments would ban government entities from discriminating against or granting preferential treatment to individuals based on diversity in public education or employment. Republican state lawmakers have targeted diversity, equity, and inclusion practices for years, but have not been able to get previous legislative attempts to do so signed into law by Governor Evers. The other proposed constitutional amendment would bar the government from closing houses of worship during times of emergency, like the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families officially launched the Get Kids Ready program this week. The program will provide $65 million in direct payments to child care providers across the state next school year. The goal is to provide free school readiness programming for four-year-olds in the state and reduce the financial burden of child care for families. DCF officials say their hope is the program will ensure Wisconsin kids are entering the K-12 system fully prepared. Through the program, child care providers will help those four-year-olds develop the academic, physical, and social skills they need to succeed in school. Families with kids who will be 4 years old on or before September 1st can apply to participate in the program on the Department of Children and Families website. Child care providers can also find out if they're eligible to participate in the program on the DCF website. The funding for the program comes from the $360 million invested in supporting the child care industry in the new biennial budget. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge released an open letter for the community on Tuesday after Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were seen operating in the Chippewa Valley. In the letter, City Council President Berge acknowledged how difficult and frightening the current situation is for many community members. She reiterated that she stands in solidarity with the immigrant community and that Eau Claire's values are that of a welcoming and safe city. She encouraged residents to continue stepping up to help each other through those frightening times. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals has denied the appeal request of Shane Helmbrecht after he was found competent to stand trial for the killing of his neighbor in Eau Claire about 10 years ago. Helmbrecht was initially found incompetent to stand trial and was ordered to live in a group home. He fled that group home in 2023 and was later found in Mexico. A judge found him competent to stand trial in September, a decision his defense attorneys appealed. Following the denial of that appeal, Helmbrecht is now scheduled for an arraignment hearing on January 27th. Eau Claire Fire Rescue officials are asking residents to help clear the snow from fire hydrants in the area. According to a social media post, they're asking residents to consider adopting a hydrant. While there is no specific ordinance requiring people to clear snow from their hydrants, they're hoping residents will help out so they can access the water as quickly as possible during an emergency. Fire officials recommend clearing the snow from the hydrant to the street entirely, as well as about 3 feet from the sidewalk and 3 feet on each side. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing tips on recognizing human trafficking in honor of National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. State Patrol officials shared behaviors that could indicate someone is a victim of human trafficking, including acting fearful, submissive, or that their movements are being controlled. If you suspect someone may be a victim of human trafficking, you should call 911 if they are in immediate danger. You should call your local non-emergency police number or the National Human Trafficking Hotline if the situation is not life-threatening. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
And we need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sink for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies with some light snow developing today. Any accumulations would be light. High temps in the mid-20s. For tonight, light snow to continue. Accumulations tonight of 1 to 2 inches. Temperatures rising to near 30 degrees. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.